From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam.
Majority in favour of the proposal, 619,662.
Thank you. Ireland's voters have overwhelmingly approved the European Union's sweeping reform plans. Dubliners greeted the referendum results with wild cheers. Last year, Ireland rejected the same treaty, a major agreement designed to modernize and strengthen the EU's institutions and decision-making powers. The group of seven industrialized nations are giving a cautiously optimistic assessment of the global economy and say they will continue to put policies in place to keep things on the upswing. G7 leaders met in Istanbul in advance of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank annual meetings. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, and their G7 counterparts noted what they called signs of a global economic recovery and continued improvement in financial conditions. But they warned there is no room for complacency because prospects for growth remain fragile and labor market conditions are not yet improving. They vowed to keep in place stimulative measures till recovery is assured. Geithner was even more emphatic in telling reporters the economy is not yet in the position where it would be prudent to begin to withdraw fiscal and monetary policy support. Asked about the dollar's weakness, Geithner said it's very important for the United States to have a strong dollar and said it will do everything it can to sustain confidence in the greenback. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Istanbul.
Rescuers are finding whole villages obliterated in Sumatra and fear that thousands more people are buried alive. Government officials have arrived in remote villages to see the extent of the damage up close. The BBC's Alistair Lighthead reports from Sumatra.
On foot is the only way to reach the villages worst hit by the Sumatran earthquake. For days now, the rescue efforts have focused on Padang City, where buildings have collapsed and hundreds of people have been crushed under collapsed hotels, shops and homes. But out here, 50 miles north of Padang, people are also digging, trying to recover the bodies after maybe hundreds of landslides tore through communities, destroying homes and burying those inside. We found two bodies yesterday, he said. They'd been crushed to death. We expect to find the other 14 today. He's their cousin.
The BBC's Alistair Lighthead reporting. The United Nations says the death toll could go as high as 1,300. In Samoa, the focus has shifted from rescue operations to one of relief efforts for survivors who need food, water, and medical supplies. Electricity and water services have been restored in about half of the villages in Samoa and American Samoa after this week's earthquake and tsunami. A spokesperson with the Federal Emergency Management Agency says almost all of the territory should have power next week. This is NPR. A typhoon that hit the Philippines is being blamed for at least four deaths. The storm cut across the northern Philippines, sparing the capital of Manila. Officials say the damage could have been much worse if Typhoon Parma had come ashore farther south. The entire country is still recovering from last month's deadly flooding that left nearly 300 people dead. A remote region of eastern California was rocked by a series of earthquakes for the second consecutive night. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has more.
The epicenter for the earthquakes is just east of the town of Lone Pine, on the eastern slope of the Sierra Nevada, about 180 miles north of Los Angeles. Three quakes struck in a six-minute span in what seismologists describe as a robust sequence. They registered a 4.7, 4.9, and then a 5.2. Local officials report no damage or injuries in the sparsely populated region. However, that sequence was followed by more than a dozen smaller quakes, including three in the range of magnitude 4. These quakes Friday occurred after a similar sequence on Thursday morning. Seismologists say it's likely the result of a strike-slip fault in which two blocks of earth slide past each other. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
Republicans are blaming the nation's 9.8 unemployment rate on Democratic policies. In the GOP weekly address, Congresswoman Candace Miller of Michigan says President Obama's $787 billion economic stimulus package fell far short of its goals. She says Republican tax cuts would do a much better job of improving the economy. The president in his weekly address said his health care overhaul legislation would create jobs by spurring business owners to be more creative if they're freed from the burden of worrying about health care costs. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News.